Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Session of Kevin right here on the Joe Messina Show. Sorry about that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Get engaged. Get involved. I did that one backwards, didn't I? Get engaged. Get involved. Be part of the solution. That's really what we want. Right? I mean, seriously. If you get involved, if you get engaged, right, then we can make a difference. Otherwise, you sound like the rest of the loons out there that we're trying to keep from having a say. Now, look, our hearts and prayers go out to those in New York City. Now, my understanding is nobody got killed there, which in and of itself is a miracle and a half. Don't you agree? Some might not, but... And, you know, right away, again, now we got the gun control freaks out there. Let's not talk about the criminals. Shh. Don't say anything. I feel like Joey B., right? Shh. Don't say anything. But let's not talk about the criminals. Let's not talk about the issues going down. Again, you had the governor of the state of New York, the great state of New York, come out today. And I love the whole thing. We have to stop this violence. We have to stop the... Why did you take $1 billion? I know, I'm jumping right in, right? Why did you take $1 billion away from the police department? If you truly believe. Right? If you truly believe that you want to stop the crime, you want to stop what's going on, or what have you, you can do something about it. It would actually require... Here's just a hint here. It would actually require you doing something about it. Am I wrong? But they don't, come on, people, they don't really want to do anything about it. You know this as well as I do. Right? They care about how they look. They care about how they're perceived by their people or whatever. It's just nuts, and it's not right. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Now, you won't hear much about this. You know, as time goes on, seriously, let's just be honest about it, okay? You know, when you think about this, it's a black shooter, right? Mainstream media has been beating it up like they ought to, really. And they really, I don't get this at all. Well, actually, I didn't get it. I don't want to say I don't, but I do. The reason they can't hit this hard, the reason they won't beat this up, the reason why they really won't come unglued on this and keep it going, you know as well as I do what the reason is behind it, because he's black. Isn't that interesting, though? You go look for yourself. I'm not saying whether the guy was white, black, Asian, whatever. I don't understand for a second why they're not beating us to death, if you would. I'll tell you why. A couple of reasons. Not just because he's black. These are Democrat-run cities. Right? Even, like I said the other night, even Al Sharpton came out and said, I've had it. These limousine liberals could care less about us. And he's right. They only care about what's going in their wallet, what's going in their bank account. And maybe Al has stepped out. I'm stealing this from somebody else. Maybe Al has stepped out because he's not getting his piece of the pie. You know what I'm saying? Really? You never know. You do not know with these people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You want to get involved and engaged. If you head up to the website, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. There's a lot going on up there as well. You can take the poll. You can click like on the stories. That would be really nice, too. You know? Anyhow, I do always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room. All right. Californians, take it from New York to California. Who runs California? I'll have to look that up. It's just amazing. Two recent incidents here. Okay, Sacramento Sheriff. Now, remember, these people are up north. They're usually a bunch of loons up there. But the sheriff has spoke up and he said, look, that shooter that killed six, it's a result of treating criminals like victims. We need to stop doing that. He always did a gazillion percent right. Smiley Martin, 27, was released from prison on February after let's say carefully, take notes. After serving less than half of a 10-year sentence, he punched and whipped his girlfriend with a belt. And she was hiding in her closet. He drug her out and beat her. Now, the Sacramento County District Attorney's Office said he shouldn't be released. He poses a significant and unreasonable risk of safety to the community. Why will you let him out? Why? Because the Democrats have gotten to the point where they don't care about anybody but the victims. Criminals. I mean, look at who are they running to? They're not doing anything. You heard the other night, they're doing absolutely nothing about the problem at the border when it comes to fentanyl. Absolutely nothing. Nothing to slow it down. Because they don't care. It's putting money in their pocket. They don't care. They don't know you. They don't know your kids. They could care less about you. It's all about the money. How do people like Joe Biden get in office? Barely able to afford a suit. And now they've got $1 billion. How does that happen? Answer the question. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
go. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's really what I want you to be, is part of the solution. All right, let me just bring them on because I've got a lot to talk about. There's a lot going on out there. A lot of protection is needed. Seriously. Brad Dinkins joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. He's out there to help protect your legal rights. And, Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
You know that I've been giving that class on the weekends from Patriot Academy called Biblical Citizenship. And it really is a breakdown of the Constitution and where it fits from a biblical situation or biblical standards. And it's really funny because I've got, Christians are coming to the class. And the last class was last Saturday. And I got to tell you that again, I'm not making fun of them by any stretch of the imagination because it's what I'm seeing everywhere. They really don't have a real grasp of the Constitution. And to talk with them about what they learned, what they understood, or what they come to understand about the Constitution and their rights, they just said, I feel like I've learned more in 8 hours than I learned in all my years in high school and even going through adulthood. And that's part of our problem is the ignorance of the American populace, don't you think?
Oh, yes. if people don't know their rights, they can't lay claim to their rights. Yep. And they don't know when their rights are being taken from them.
Yep.
So what you're doing is great. I think that class is something that should be put on all across the country. And we have
mandatory. I'm with you. Yep.
Yeah. Well, when people know their rights, it's empowering. It also keeps government in check.
Wait a minute. Think about what you just said. I know you're an optimist, but you want the government to teach kids what their rights are to keep the government in check. That's what you want to do?
Well, no, I don't know. Not the government, because the government can't be trusted with regards to our government schools, unfortunately.
Right.
But, I think that, you know, like, for example, churches and the like, you know, putting on these courses, they're not propaganda. They're just talking about the Constitution. What does it say? What does it mean? I think it's something every American should hold dear, whether they're conservative or liberal. I mean, you may have some leftist activists who are upset and angry who want to burn the Constitution and set up a fascist, you know, dictatorship. But otherwise, everyone else, though, conservatives and liberals, you know, alike should appreciate this kind of instruction.
Oh, you should have a basic understanding, and again, truly, so you do know your rights. You do know, what the law says, and again, most of them learn so much about the power that the Supreme Court doesn't have, which is, you know, we've always been taught, and you can appreciate this. We've always been taught the Supreme Court is the supreme law of the land. There's it. Well, no, that's not true. The supreme law of the land is the Constitution. It is not the Supreme Court, right?
Right. Yeah. That's right. And the Constitution is over the Supreme Court,
yeah.
Not vice versa.
It's amazing.
And in fact, if the Supreme Court is divergent from the Constitution and the people are aware of the Constitution, then, you know, they can take action and they can elect presidents of the United States and senators that will replace those outgoing, you know, Supreme Court justices as they leave with justices that do respect the Constitution and get our nation back on track. But once again, people need to know what the Constitution says,
yes.
And that is what your course is about. I really respect you for doing it, and I wish people throughout our country do. I wish other school board members, really respected it and on their own would follow.
They got to know it first, though, Brad.
That's true.
isn't it kind of hypocritical that you stand up there, and we do even at our level as a school board member, when we get elected or reelected, we retake the oath of office, which is we swear to uphold the Constitution of California, the state of California, and the Constitution of these United States. I would love to look at my colleagues at some point and go, really? So what do you know about the Constitution? I would imagine that many of them don't even know what's in it, especially the California Constitution.
You know what's really sad is that most lawyers have never fully read the Constitution.
Oh.
Where I went to University of Texas School of Law. It's one of the top 20 law schools in the nation. It's the second largest law school in the nation, next to Harvard. And I never had to read the entire Constitution. Just bits and pieces we studied, but not the entire Constitution. I didn't do that till after I passed the state bar exam for the Texas and state bar exam for California.
Wow.
You know, then I thought, you know, I wonder what this Constitution says. and that's really sad because, lawyers should have to read the Constitution at least once before becoming an attorney.
How do you defend it if you don't know what's in it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
And
we learned so much. But we learned so much in that class. I know this isn't a history lesson, but, you know, as far as Jefferson goes, if people would just understand and think about something, the whole thing of separation of church and state was taken out of a letter that he wrote to, or responded to, right, to a Baptist church, and, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with the Constitution. Though written by one of our founding fathers, he had nothing to do in writing the Constitution. He had nothing to do with writing the Bill of Rights. So you sit there and say, so our justices didn't go there, didn't go to the Constitution to look for it. They took it out of a letter from Jefferson, I believe, purposely. Can that ever be retried, relitigated, whatever you want to call it? Could that ever be relitigated, re-argued at the Supreme Court level?
I don't think so. For a number of reasons, but you're right though. It's interesting how the Supreme Court has at times quoted and referenced things outside the Constitution. One of the most serious that I saw was when they were dealing with a case out of Texas, and they decided, instead of just looking at the Constitution and case law, they decided to look at other countries and what their opinions were, and the United Nations and selective liberal countries, and, you know, Denmark and Sweden, and they referenced that in their decision, which had no constitutional basis whatsoever.
Oh my God.
And that was very disappointing.
How exciting. Glad to know that these guys have a clue. All right, we'll talk more. I got off on that and couldn't get off on anything else. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Brad, they can still be with us on the other side of the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Through the roof, energy and food costs are really starting to add up. Inflation is soaring higher than economists expected. The numbers out Tuesday show the consumer price index jumped 8.5% last month. NYPD police say Frank James is a person of interest in the shooting that took place on the N train in Brooklyn Tuesday morning. Cops say the man is from the Philadelphia area and has a criminal history in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and New York. Speaking to Fox affiliate WNYW in New York, New York City Mayor Eric Adams addresses pedestrians who are scared to ride the New York subway system.
It shakes you up, but we've been here before. We dealt with some real crises in the city, and New Yorkers always respond.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going ham.
You're back. WTV host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-0-0-855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You hear me? It's like a broken record around here. I wouldn't have to be a broken record if you'd do it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Brad Dacus is with me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate the time with you, Brad. One more time, tell people what it is that PJI does.
Yeah, PJI, Pacific Justice Institute, we defend religious freedom, parental rights, which is very important now more than ever, and the sanctity of human life, which is also extremely important. All three of those areas are have been under attack in unparalleled ways, and we see tremendous battles and tremendous opportunities for success. We right now have over 85 cases in active litigation. We have actual offices in 17 states across the United States, and we do our work completely without charge. And by the way, just for the record, you know, we're growing, and we're looking to hire attorneys all across the nation. So if you're an attorney and you'd like to make a real difference, perhaps you've been doing personal injury or family law, you know, whatever, and you'd like to possibly join our team, then contact Pacific Justice Institute. Just go to our website, pji.org, and send us a note, and we'd be happy to talk to you about possibly joining our team at pji.org.
All right, so let's talk a little bit. I want you kind of went over it pretty quick, which was the co-ops in the coming year here, especially if California tries to push mandatory vaccinations for all the kids in school.
Right.
Right? And, you know, that's something that's going to take a while to fight, first off. What is a co-op, and what's going to keep them from, you know, forcing the co-ops to have these kids vaccinated?
Yeah. Right now, church homeschool co-ops are just that. They're not private schools. They're homeschoolers working together cooperatively. And they can do it, and there's multiple ways these can be formed that can actually help accommodate parents who can't be there in person all the time because they're working, perhaps. We have 4 different models that we at Pacific Justice Institute have put together to empower, you know, churches, not, you know, big churches or synagogues, but, you know, say small ones, that they, you know, can form these. They're easy, and our attorneys are here to serve them. It's all without charge. We help them put it together, and it's also a great method for church growth. So, you know, there's a lot of parents who want alternatives, and you know, they see a church that's opening up a church homeschool co-op. They get involved. They have their child, you know, start getting involved in that. Then they get involved in it. They develop relationships. It's a really great way to reach out to the community as well as meet real basic needs that, that parents and families find themselves desperate to have, which is an alternative to government schooling across the nation.
Well, it's something people need to look into because, again, some of you are running to charter schools, some of you are running to private schools, and first of all, charter schools are just a different form of a public school. That's number one. And number two, as far as private schools go, they will nail them as well. It won't be as easy as you think it is, right?
Yeah, that's a really good point. Well, also, a lot of private schools have waiting lists now. Most in California have waiting lists, and parents can't get their kids in, which is shocking. And they also can be very expensive for the average person out there, family. But what they also don't realize is that some of these mandates, for example, like the pending bills in California that would require every child to be vaccinated, applies to children in public schools, charter schools, and private schools. You know, right now, you know, that only leaves homeschooling and church homeschool co-ops the only other option. Yeah, because those kids aren't required, would not be required to be vaccinated. Now, right now, under existing law, parents can file a personal belief exemption to protect their children, and we strongly encourage, and I stress strongly encourage, every parent who has a child in a public school, a charter school, or a private school to go to our website. It's free. Download and register to get one of these personal belief exemptions from the vaccine, and just register for that. And then when the actual mandate comes down in writing, we're going to customize the personal belief exemption response, email it to everyone who's registered. They can sign it, submit it, and they'll be protected. They'll protect their children. It's so important. Yeah. PJI.org is where they go. And people listening to this who are not in California, well, you know what? Washington State is having the same issue. We're helping them as well as other blue states that are leaning in that direction. So this is something for parents to watch if they want to protect their children from a vaccine, a quote-unquote vaccine that's not a vaccine, that's not helpful, and is actually potentially very very risky long-term for children and minors who really don't need this vaccine that doesn't work for the Omicron, that doesn't prevent transmission.
And they're hinting around to another round of vaccination, a booster shot. I mean, I'm 62 years old, and I don't remember, even in the years where the flu was running through like crazy, right? I mean, running through and killing all kinds of people. And the only thing you ever heard from the news and everybody else was, look, it's an extremely bad flu year. If you haven't got your shot, it's recommended that you get one or do these things to kind of keep yourself from getting one and getting the flu. We were never told we had to or else. This is just amazing to me. Anyway, this two different things we're going to try to tie them together here. So you're looking at Pennsylvania now, right? Philadelphia has decided to reinstate the mask mandate. You're going to see some of these states start doing the same thing if you see the Omicron or what is it, the variant start to come up. We're seeing a lot of things that the states are doing on their own, but the Supreme Court recently, they stopped the states from implementing, you said, the Clean Water Act and leave it to the federal government. Explain that. It was quite confusing, but it's exactly the way it's supposed to work, isn't it?
Yeah. So, real quick, the Clean Water Act is there. It's a federal statute, and it's to help protect the environment and have procedures to protect our water. Well, some states have decided to, on their own, pass provisions that basically just halt and stop pipelines and things like that from being produced and implemented, passing between states to provide resources to other states. And so the President Trump looked at this and said, this is ridiculous. With an executive order said, states, you don't have that power. This is under the Federal Clean Water Act and the EPA working with the Clean Water Act. They will decide and approve what is safe for the environment or not for these projects that stretch across different states, among the states. Well, then Biden gets in office And he, of course, sees Trump's signature and says, okay, I'm reversing it. He reverses and says, no, let states, you know, halt production of pipelines and the like, for water or resources. And so that happened. Well, the Supreme Court took it up and they granted an emergency injunction, halting Biden's order, saying, no, that's halted. And these projects and things like that can continue under the authority of the federal statute. The reason that's significant is because it shows that this Supreme Court, once again, is willing to use and grant emergency relief. When it came to our case from the Pacific Justice Institute where we defended five churches in Santa Clara County, the Supreme Court granted an emergency relief, an emergency writ, ordering the state of California to let those churches open up. And be treated equally. What we see here is a Supreme Court that looks willing to exercise that relief, and it's encouraging also on another note. In this case, Chief Justice Roberts, he sided with the liberals, okay, on the court, the left side of the court. But he didn't take Kavanaugh, he didn't take Barrett. They stayed with the five. And we think this is a positive sign that Roberts has lost his ability to pull Kavanaugh and Barrett. Those two are showing more independence, and that's real important as we see the Roe versus Wade possibly overturned in June. It's going to take those five sticking together, and this is an indicator, in my opinion, that Kavanaugh and Barrett are willing to step out away from the Chief Justice and rule in favor of the Dobbs decision in a way from Mississippi, which in a way that would overturn Roe versus Wade. We'd like to see this five congealed, working together, not swayed by Roberts. It's a good sign.
Yeah, I hope you're right. Remember, you're the eternal optimist. I hope you're right. Joe Basile, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology that offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation fixation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
JoeMessina.com. It ain't that hard. Let me bring it back on. Brad Dacus joins me as he does every week. Kind of start talking about the laws that are out there, the things that are going on, and how you can work to fight them. You know, that's always a big deal, too. Brad, most people that, you know, this is a national show, and most people kind of make fun of me or they'll poo-poo me when I say that California is actually going to allow you to kill babies 7 days plus after they're out of the womb because of a certain terminology that are used in the law. But, you know, there's no other name for it but infanticide bill. These are evil people. But you can push back on this, can't you? You can. We can fight this, or can't we?
Oh, yes, we can. And the word is perinatal. That's the word that's in the legislation that protects a woman who decides to kill her baby after it's born, to stop feeding their baby, to let their baby die, or for the baby to be in a critical state because of the actions taken by the mother, this is so tragic. You know, there was a case story about a young mother who they discovered that you know, they examined her. They discovered that she just had a baby. They went to the home to find the baby, and I won't discuss on the show what they found, but it was gruesome. It was awful. This legislation would say no, she can't be prosecuted. That babies aren't really human beings. For another, at least, you know, another 7 days or 30 days, something that it will actually be defined to be up to 30 days, the baby will not be protected as a human being. It's very sick. It's very extreme. And I'd like to say that it's just a mistake. So I thought it was just like an error, and I talked to our legal staff in Sacramento who filed a formal opinion letter against it, like we do against a number of legislation, a number of bills, like those that are mandating vaccines and things like that. So I talked to him. I said, this is just an error. They're going to correct this, right? And he said, well, they've already amended it, but they didn't take out that word perinatal. I said, you're kidding. They said, no, this is what they wanted. And it wasn't just one legislator. Turns out the governor's office has a plan for this. I mean, this isn't just one rogue legislator. This right. is the Gavin Newsom administration. This is what they want. And it is sick, it's demented, and it's very dangerous. And unfortunately, Maryland is moving in a similar direction. That should be very, very concerning as well.
People don't believe that this stuff is really happening. Look, you got to read these bills. You got to find them online and read them. And they're plain, simple English. And, this one here, to your point, they can let the baby die. And this would absolve all those people who have babies in the bathroom and they dump them in the toilet and leave them there, or in a garbage bag and leave them there. No one can help. So that's the other thing too. You can't get in the way of the mother or stop her. And if the police try to stop her, they can be prosecuted. And this is in the bill. This isn't me embellishing or overstating, right?
Right. It's not embellishing or overstating. And I'll be honest with you, when I first heard about this, I thought, okay, we need to research this. I need to find out what the truth is. Because sometimes, there's some group, an activist group is, wants to make a hype, but I looked, we looked at, we examined, we thought, oh shoot, this is exactly what this does. And I was just stunned. And then to find out that it's all part of an orchestrated effort by the governor's, office, that's why so many of us are outspoken about it. We have a church engagement office in Palmdale, California, and we're through that office. We have lots of volunteers calling people, politicians, pastors to mobilize. And there's going to be a big demonstration on April 19th at the state capitol to stand up for these precious babies that are being murdered after they're born.
Yeah.
After they're born.
To your point, though, so people understand, the mom can, for all intents and purposes, leave the kid in the crib somewhere or on a bed somewhere, crying his brains out, starving until he dies, and they won't be brought up on charges, correct?
Right. Yeah, and in fact, it's even worse, because legislation also says that anyone who investigates, conducts an investigation, can be sued for monetary damages.
Yep.
Just for investigating something like this by the mother or their family, they can be sued in civil court just for investigating to see if the child was murdered, like the coroner's office, for example. This is insane.
Yep.
It is absolutely insane. At this, while we have this in California and some other, this kind of thing, which will be spreading to other radical blue states, at the same time we have states like, Oklahoma and other states that are passing pro-life legislation, protecting the preborn when the heartbeat begins, or at other stages, or even at conception, with the exception of case a woman's life is in danger. So we have some states that are protecting the preborn baby, being responsible, humanitarian, human rights appreciators, and then we have, on the other hand, extremists who are doing ghastly things that we have not even dreamed of or thought of since World War II.
Oh yeah, just crazy. And again, people do not believe that this stuff is real. That this stuff is really happening. So that's why you have to pay attention. That's why you have to go sign up at PJI.org, PJI.org, and make sure, look at, you guys complain about this stuff. You talk about what can we do about it. Well, Brad's telling you what you can do about it, but it takes money. Brad, one more time. What does it cost to file a lawsuit to take something all the way to the Supreme Court in most cases?
Yeah, it takes conservative at least $500,000 to do something like that. And we at Pacific Justice, we have over 85 cases in active litigation. We do these cases. We have the attorneys willing to sacrifice, and we're making a real difference. People get a big, big bang for the buck when they support PJI. With regards to the output, the people we're able to help, and the long-term impact it has for future generations. It's one of the greatest gifts people can give their children and their grandchildren to preserve their freedoms and rights is to support PJI at PJI.org.
Well, the other thing I love about this, too, is the fourth injections, right? Remember, they had a bill moving its way through, and it was going to force all employees in the state of California, if you're going to work in the state of California, you were going to have to be vaccinated. There was such a backlash over it that they pulled the bill, they said, and, you know, they put it on hold. Well, I tell people that doesn't mean it's gone, and it doesn't mean you won. It just means that somebody said, look, this is not the climate for it. We got an election coming up. Don't be stupid. That's all it means, right?
That's right, and it could come back. This cycle, we've seen that happen before, where it's been pulled in the last minute. They push it through, and we've seen this happen. And of course, if this happens, it's going to be it's economic, just suicide, if you will, for California, because so many people, qualified people, educated people, skilled people, are going to say no, we're leaving the state, and it's going to hit the housing market. It's going to hit the economy.
Yep.
It's going to have a serious detrimental impact. And unfortunately, many in Sacramento, California, and the state legislature, they don't know economics.
They just don't care. Joey B will bail them out. But right, real quick, we don't have a whole bunch of time. But how much success are you having towards military forced vaccinations in the military?
Yeah, our office in Philadelphia, Karen White, is a specialist in military law. She's doing a fantastic job all across the nation giving emergency counsel, and we're helping just thousands be able to know what their rights are and defend themselves. And I think it looks like case law is moving in the right direction. I think at the end of the day, our Supreme Court is going to rule in favor of their right to have their religious convictions protected and not to have these very controversial vaccines. I don't think it's going to take an election. I think the election would help, but I think at the end of the day, I think we've got the judges on the courts, and we've already seen some judges move in the right direction already. Those were Trump appointees, I might add.
Again, like I say, you're such an optimist. I just love it. You know, every time I sit there waiting I figure the Supreme Court is going to do the right thing, all of a sudden they go sideways on us. I'm like, ah. I wish I had Brad's attitude.
We'll see. But Trump's appointments have made me a much, much more optimistic person. Definitely.
Okay. Look at you've been right pretty much the majority of the time. I mean, good majority of the time. Anyway, always a pleasure, Brad. There was one question I wanted to ask you. I never got to. Maybe we'll hit it next time. And that is, you know, the shootings that happened in Sacramento. Everybody was saying, don't let them out. Don't let them out. Don't let them out. Who's responsible for that? We'll hit that next time. Joe Bettini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more. Tom Del Vaccaro on in the next hour to talk about what is going on in the state of California with Republicans. We'll be back in a little bit.